Chapter 3. Mrs. Lynde comes to visit. At breakfast, Marilla said,
"Tell us about your life, Anne."
"I was 11 in March,"
said Anne.
"My parents were ill and died when I was a baby, and I went to live with our neighbors, the Hammonds. When I was 6, they had twins."
Anne stopped for a moment.
"After that, I worked very hard. I helped with the housework and the children. Then, 4 months ago, Mr. Hammond died, and Mrs. Hammond sent me to the orphanage."
Anne stopped. She was very sad.
"The Hammonds didn't give her any love,"
thought Marilla.
"Poor Anne."
Suddenly, Anne smiled.
"And then, you adopted me,"
she said.
"Am I talking too much? I talk a lot, you know."
Later that day, a neighbor, Mrs. Lynde, visited Marilla. Mrs. Lynde always said what she thought. She looked at Anne, surprised.
"You're not very pretty, Anne."
"And you're not very polite, Mrs. Lynde."
Marilla nearly smiled. But she knew that she must punish Anne.
"Go to your room,"
she said. Anne left the room and went upstairs. She was angry, but she didn't say anything.
"That girl can't control her temper,"
Mrs. Lynde said.
"She was impolite, and I'll punish her,"
said Marilla.
"But Anne didn't have parents to teach her to be polite."
"Well, I hope that you can teach her,"
said Mrs. Lynde.
"Goodbye, Marilla."
After Mrs. Lynde left, Marilla went to Anne's room.
"You were very impolite to Mrs. Lynde," she said.
"She insulted me,"
said Anne.
"Mrs. Lynde was impolite, but you were too. You must apologize to her."
"I won't."
"Then you must stay in your room until you're prepared to apologize,"
Marilla said. That night, Marilla and Matthew brought Anne's dinner to her room. The next morning, they brought her breakfast. Finally, at lunchtime, Anne said,
"Okay, I'll apologize to Mrs. Lynde."
Anne and Marilla walked to Mrs. Lynde's house. After Anne apologized, Mrs. Lynde said quietly to Marilla,
"Anne's strange, but I like her."